and tribal advancement.
Morality?
And that morality. And that our white tribal morality is more developed than yours. So that this is even painful for Kieran O'Doherty, the conservative. I'm just exploring.
I'm just trying to think, in the course of your saying this, Barry, excuse me for interrupting you, I'm thinking of just even of a first year of social studies course I had in study college. I seem to recall that even in an instance where a white boy was brought up entirely in a Chinese household, that he had his maturity was completely imbibed to all the Chinese mores, standards, etc. He was, despite the fact of his racial difference, he was a Chinese.
All right.
And I dispute the validity of it's 400 years, let's say around 1650, I suppose, the first importation of Africans to the United States. I think even by the turn of the 18th century, 1800, the Negroes who were here were their mores there. They were not that sharply divorced in general from their white slaveholders.
Well, my question is, and I'll just complete it and then throw it out. It's on the table and bleeding badly at the moment. Mm-hmm. But the question is it not possible that in another 500 or another 1,000 years, the Negro might hustle and show up for work regularly and not marry until he can afford it and, do all the things that the white person criticizes the Negro today for not doing simply because the Negro will have...